Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan fires to first and picks off Agee. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Alvis reaches third base with a triple. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alvis tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Ward steals second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Salmon moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Salmon steals third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Salmon scores. Gill moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. Gill moves to third. Brown moves to second. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Alvis is walked intentionally. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davalillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Causey moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Causey moves to third. Agee moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Causey scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. AG scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. JC Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sims. Berry moves to second. JC Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hargan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. There goes Causey. The throw from Sims to Brown, and Causey is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-2 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCraw strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims strikes out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargan strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Al Weiss. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hargan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing shortstop. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Lee May pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salmon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Lee May now playing left field. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cozzi strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Agee steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Agee scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCraw moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-3 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller pinch hits for Duke Sims. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.